more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. If you want to get in touch with the program, text me 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. We'll get a few texts out of the way here for just before we get our next guest, Bone Saw. Jeff, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear. The world's going to attack everything, anything and everything. Fire, are you eating a dog, I guess, would be the, are you eating back, is the question, Bonesaw. Fire dog, an unarmed teacher was shot point blank in the back of the head. It's very tragic. And finally, current protesters are waving Palestinian flags. The January 6th protesters are waving the American flag. Anyway, keep them coming, guys. 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, en route, I believe, to an undisclosed part of Baldwin County. But our my state representative, Jennifer Fiddler, joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing well. Thanks for making time for us. I saw you you helped me out, actually, for a few brief moments at the State House last week. But I ask you this. Are you as worn out as a lot of your colleagues are heading into these last 5 days?
Well, interestingly, yeah, it's been last week. I remember walking down the hall. Of course, I was thinking about something else, and I was looking at staff members, so, and they were like, well, hello. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm brain dead right now. Because you get into this, you know, you're looking at all these laws and, you know, legislation and trying to make sure you're doing what's right by the people, and then you just got to get in the zone. And you do, after a while, you're not using the other side of your brain. I felt a little brain dead this past week.
Well, and I mean, it's... It could go either two ways. I mean, it could really, really heat up and all of a sudden you get some momentum and then you're passing a bunch of bills, or and it could just be gridlock, and gridlock tends to lead to more gridlock because there's a back and forth. But do you have any sense, like, what's going to happen? Do you think that we're going to see some of these things? And I'm not talking about just gambling, but everything else. That do you expect a very frantic last few days, or do you think that it's going to be a stalemate over whatever it may be?
Well, I think, and I hope my colleagues did what I did, which was just kind of get refreshed over the weekend. I think everybody's going to have the game face on, and we're going to get this last-minute legislation in that's important to my colleagues, and we're going to get the important things that we think that's good for the state. Yes, we're going to get it over the finish line. There's no doubt in my mind that we'll figure out how to get together and move things forward. There's one thing that I've been super impressed with, and that's our ability and leadership ability, the speaker's ability in the House to really move a lot of this legislation forward, even though some of this stuff may be tough. We're trying to work it out with the opponent before, you know, the legislation hits the floor. And a lot of times you see it in, you know, real action, you know, the debate going back and forth, and, you know, a lot of these amendments coming forward that we're going through. But we're trying to, a lot of this, if we know that there's opposition or strong opposition, then you're trying to work a lot of these things out before it gets into like a stalemate on the floor. We waste
and we saw a little bit of it last week, the House and the Senate. And I don't know so much that, but, I mean, really, what do you have left? You have some, you had the budgets, or you have one of the budgets, and what, the, you'll have to either concur with the Senate or not. But, and then I guess you have some local bills. I mean, what's left do you think that's kind of outstanding?
All our local bills in the House have not made it to the Senate yet. So we do have all those that have to get passed our three senators from the Baldwin delegation. There's a lot. The budget, of course, is the only thing that by Constitution the legislature has to do is pass our two budgets, Ways and Means and the Education Trust Fund. We have passed the Education Trust Fund out of the House with some debate, but not a whole lot. The committee did an excellent job trying, you know, pulling that together. Our supplemental budget, I think everybody across the state are going to feel a lot of that supplemental budget. We're going to see some money come across. Ways and Means, you know, made it out of the Senate, and the our Ways and Means chairman is reviewing that, and then that'll come before committee. I don't know if it's going to be this week or you know, how far down the line. I guess we're going to see it Thursday, perhaps. So it's, you know, we got the big portion of what why we're there to do in these next 2 weeks.
Well, you and I have talked about this time to time this year, though. And I would think that the first half of the year was pretty productive. The first half of the session, except for those first 2 weeks, we all know about gambling. But then you pass like some of the like hot button big ticket stuff. I mean, like I know we still got 5 days left, and there's a lot to do. But do you look at this, assess this? Like you're looking at this, and you're about to go take your finals. And you need to get who knows what score you need to get, but what do you think you sit now as far as like this a good year, a bad year, a mediocre year, an average year? What grade do you give it?
Well, this is my second session, you know, my first year, and the veterans and the seasoned legislators look at me and say, "This is an unusual year. We don't have sessions like this. This has been a tough one. This has been wild all over the place, and this is not normal." And, of course, I don't know what normal is. So, because we had a lot going on last year, we were learning a lot and had the game plan, economic incentive package, and so it was pretty busy last year. And then this year's just been a lot of tough emotional things, too, you know, with the gaming. That was all, like, many decisions based on, you know, rules and our fundamental ideals of where we should be going. So I think it's all in all, we've tackled a lot of tough issues, and we just heard a commercial break just a few minutes ago. I was hearing from our majority Republican leader nationally, and he was talking about if we're going to move some things forward, it may have to just be on the state level. And we've moved things forward, hard Republican bills, you know, here in this state. And we've got some pretty hard right conservatives in the Republican Party that are willing to move some tough legislation forward. And you've got a lot of support for that in the body. Ideas are, they don't have to announce that meeting
you heard anything out of this conference committee? I mean, they've kept it somewhat buttoned up. I think last week I was there on Wednesday, and they were going to have a public hearing, and it got canceled. And the word on the street, or in the hallway, I should say, was, well, they were hoping to have something done that they could have had a little bit of a, I don't know, kind of like a public vote or something, something formal, something for the media, but it didn't work out. Do you have any sense of like where they are? Do they update you on a regular basis?
No, they're staying private. They're not updating me. They don't update the public. They're pretty much, you know, in those close quarters, kind of work things out. So, as far as I know, I've not been privy to any of the details. But I'm pretty sure they're keeping it, you know, close between, you know, the six of them on how that's all going to be moving. And that's fair. I think that's the right thing to do. They're trying to work it out for themselves. We'll know soon enough, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of running out of daylight here. And then that's the other thing, Representative. I mean, it's now pretty typical, right? You guys are sorting through the Senate bills, and the Senate's sorting through y'all's bills because it's too late to really introduce something out of one chamber and go through the process that it is – statutorily supposed to go through to become a law.
That's right. I think the first or the second reading was on the House bills. Those bills had to be introduced last week, but we've still got House bills that could be substituted for the Senate bills. You know, that's all got plenty of time to go through. So it is getting down to the wire. The few just legislative days left can't introduce new legislation at this point, but anything that's out there that
would
substitute, there's several
that
are out there still.
Now, your coastline bill, it's, I assume, a local bill, that's still kind of on in a holding pattern?
House Bill 215 is not a local bill. It is a statewide bill. It is affecting, anytime you have a bill affecting more than one county, they call it. You have to go to state. This one affects Mobile and Baldwin, south of Interstate 10 Bridge, and it is waiting on a Senate sponsor. Senator Elliott had committed to carrying that, and I don't know where he is to get that on the Senate floor. So that would be something I hope he moves forward in this next week or two.
Now, just for the sake of our listeners, explain what that is once again.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. The Shoreline Bill, we're naming it after Representative Joe Powell, who has been instrumental in keeping in Clean Water Alabama, an organization to keeping the waters clean in our coastal areas. And this bill's actually been out there for a couple of years. They've been tweaking it over the years. Hasn't been able to get passed. But it is an economic incentive for landowners that live along the coastal areas to put in install a natural living shoreline instead of hard bulkheads. Mainly because once you put in a hard bulkhead, whenever we have the energy, the force of the wave energy that hits that bulkhead, you really aren't promoting wildlife and natural resources, fish, and promoting great habitat. But when we have a natural living shoreline, we can use rocks or berms or grasses that dissipate the wave energy that's coming in from the coastal areas in a more natural way. It really reduces that sediment. The sediment more likely settles. You have more productive sea life and just a healthier environment. And whenever we put in bulkheads, usually the landowners before or after, north or south, east or west, on each side of those landowners, they'll end up losing their property. So it's really a protection measure to stop losing these landowners' property we are cutting that permit in half, encouraging landowners to put in natural living shorelines, which consists of rocks, grasses, and that sort of thing, versus a hard bulkhead, and people that are listening in other parts of the state that is also known as a seawall, if you can imagine that, to not put in that hard bulkhead, put in a natural living shoreline in any areas that south of the interstate end area. So one of the college senators had asked, why don't we have this in upper areas of the state of Alabama? When we chat with the Department of Natural Resource Conservation Service, these permits are mainly, like 95% of these permits or more are submitted and applied for in the southern part of Alabama, just mainly from interstate and south. So it's really the only place, the only place in Alabama that is affected. So that's what it is. I don't know if you have any questions about exactly what it is, because if you have a question, I'm sure our listeners might.
No, I think that covers it. We talked about this in the past, but even if we did, we're out of time now. But Representative, you're always kind to come on. And hopefully, we get you back in person next or in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you to the listeners out there.
Thank you, State Representative Jennifer Fidler. There, one of our Monday regulars. So we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.